I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau with a look at some of Southeast Alaska's top stories of 2016. November legislative elections significantly improved the region's standing in the House. Democrat Justin Parrish narrowly beat incumbent Republican Kathy Munoz in Juneau's Mendenhall Valley District. That contributed to a statewide shift that put Democrats and their allies in charge of the House for the next 2 years. Parrish was among those promising to protect regional interests.
From my seat there, I'll be able to quash any possible thought of a capital move.
He and Southeast's three other representatives will all have majority leadership positions once they're sworn in January. Driving on or off a state ferry became harder in 2016 as budget cuts shrunk the number of sailings and two ships went into long-term storage. The 11-year-old fast ferry Chenega was tied up in Tacoma with an uncertain future, and the 50-year-old Taku was docked in Ketchikan with the intent of being scrapped or sold. Exploration companies in 2016 continued drilling at mine sites near the British Columbia-Alaska border, and critics in Southeast kept pushing for restrictions on mines in transboundary watersheds that drain into Alaska. That led state and provincial officials to sign a statement of cooperation in October, promising more openness and increased environmental monitoring. Critics in the state said it was not enough and will continue pushing for a binding federal agreement. Also in 2016, the U.S. Forest Service finalized long-debated plans to move timber harvests from old growth to younger trees. Also, Southeast Alaska's Regional Native Corporation rejoined the seafood industry in May by investing in Independent Packers Corporation, a Seattle processing plant. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.